FNC's Wallace to Lewandowski, hasn't the president failed at his biggest job this year, containing the virus? By Pam Key on November 1, 2020. Fox News host Chris Wallace pressed Corey Lewandowski on this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday about President Donald Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Wallace said, "I want to start with the latest COVID numbers. On Friday, more than 99,000 new cases. 16 states reported single-day records, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Iowa. More than 46,000 people hospitalized. That's up 25% over the last 2 weeks." Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top expert on infectious disease, tells The Washington Post today, "We are in for a whole lot of hurt. You could not possibly be positioned more poorly." He says he hasn't spoken to the president since early October. Corey, hasn't the president failed at his biggest job this year, containing the virus? Lewandowski said, "Well, no, of course not. When you look around the world, this president was the very first to act. Banning flights coming in from mainland China, unless you were an American citizen or permanent green card holder." Joe Biden called him xenophobic for doing that and said only 3 weeks later that he agreed with the president's decision. "You look at what this president has been able to do. You look at what this president has been able to do. Any person who has been impacted by this disease who needed a ventilator. This is an instruction provided a period when the state of New York and California were concerned about hospital beds. The president sent U.S. Navy ships there to serve as official hospital resources. He turned the Javits Center in New York into an emergency care facility. What we saw, very candidly, was most of the time, the experts were wrong. They told us that our hospitals would be overrun and that you wouldn't have access to the care. Where we are today is through Operation Warp Speed. People are going to have the opportunity to have a solution to this pandemic. More importantly than that, the survival rate right now, and I'm not belittling this, is 99.99% if you're under the age of 50 years old if you get COVID-19. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Keenan.